Oh, okay. Can you hear me now? Hey, Travis, leave my sound person alone. All right. Hey, we're glad to have you all here with us today. Will y'all please stand, and we're going to open up with He Has Made Me Glad.
I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is a day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is a day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. I'll enter. I will enter.
Give Lord a hand. Larry, did you have an announcement? Oh, yes. Let's pray. I'm sorry. You bow your heads. Dear Lord God, I thank You and I praise You, God. You have certainly made me happy, made me glad. And I am so glad that I am Yours. I am so glad that You have saved me and called me unto You, God. And Lord, I thank You for Your church. I thank You that we are here all gathered together, Lord. I pray that the anointing of Your Holy Spirit will be upon our worship and upon the word that our pastor has for us this morning from You, God. Speak mightily through him into us, God. And I thank You for it in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen.
You may remain standing. This is going to just take a second. First and foremost, we're going to be taking up a love offering today for a member of our church who has a need. It's not a super large need. It's a need of about $600, and it's for funeral expenses. So if you are able to help out today, if you drop it in the offering plate, just mark it love, all right? So if you would do that, that'd be great. A couple other things, don't forget, not this weekend coming, but the following weekend is a very busy weekend for us. We have the Royal Psalm Rhapsody Praise Concert in the park down in Weirton. Read your bulletin. It gives you all the details. And then Sunday, the 18th, is the church picnic. So that's always a great time. Sign up is out there in the foyer. You'll see it. We ask you to sign up. And this is the one time of year. Bring your favorite covered dish that everybody loves. Now's the time to do it, okay? All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. You ever try to describe something that's so, so important to you, and you don't have the words to do it? How about describe what God's forgiveness feels like? Well, that's what this next song really tries to do.
God, I'm on my knees again. God, I'm begging, please again. I need You. Oh, desert road. Water for my thirsty soul. I need you. Oh, I need you. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. Like the sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. Dead men walk enslaved to sin. Wanna know about being born again? I need. Oh God, I need you. Take me to the riverside. Take me under baptized. I need you. Oh God, I need you. Your forgiveness. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. Like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. Like the sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water, your forgiveness.
Sound a little different this morning, but you guys sing along with us. I raise a hallelujah. Sing loud so I can hear you. With thousands of my enemies. There you go. I raise a hallelujah. A hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven's come to fight for me. Thank you. couldn't help but think about Joshua. And they're going around, shout, sing, you know. I can imagine those guys going, get loud. I want to hear you louder. That's all we did in the set today, with a little bit about God's love. I'm forgiven, 'cause you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Well, I'm forgiven, you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and you rose again. Amazing love.
We pray that in all that we do, that we honor you. For you do give and provide for us amazing love. And Lord, that amazing love was demonstrated to us, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him shall not perish. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for your amazing love. And Lord, we pray that this worship is honoring to you. Lord, we lift it to you and to your holy name, for your name is above all names. There's no other name under which anyone can be saved. So, Lord, we just thank you. You are amazing. You are brilliant. You are life, and you're good. And, Lord, you have provided so much for us. You've given so much to us. And, Lord, as now as we come now to give back to you, we ask that you bless this offering. We ask that you bless the giver. Lord, that you would increase this offering, Lord, to go beyond these walls and into our community, into the world, Lord, that the gospel would be shared. So, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunities you give us to serve you, the opportunities that you give us, Lord, to use our gifts and our talents for you. But, Lord, we know that all things come from you. Lord, we ask your blessings upon this service. We pray that it is glorifying to you. Lord, and as always, if I'm going to say something or do something that is not truth or of your word, Lord, that you would silence my lips, you would sit me down, and you would rise up the one to speak. But Lord, for you, it is all for your glory and for your honor that I pray these things in Jesus' name. Mike,
appreciate that.
Praise band, you make him sound really good, just so you know.
Better looking with more hair.
Listen, they're musicians, not miracle workers, all right? All right. Well, I have no lie to you. I usually lie to you, but today I'm not going to. I have a very short message for you, and it's as short. And it's going to take in, not by design, but by God's sovereignty, is that it's going to culminate everything that they just talked about. If you have your Bibles, open them up to 1 Peter. Normally, I'm in the book of Joshua. If you've been here, you know that. But if you've not been here, I get into a book and I preach through that book. Normally, we're in a book of Joshua. If you come back, you'll find out that we'll get back to the book of Joshua. And it's been really good. You all agree? Well, that sounded great. So anyways, I've entitled this God's Gifting, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 through 11. It reads as this: as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading. This verse speaks of using your gifts and your talents. And when I did this devotion on the mission trip and here today as well, that as I look around this room and I can see that God has blessed us with various gifts and various talents. And when we were on the mission trip, I made notice of that to the mission team. There were truck drivers, teachers, administrators, mechanics, homemakers, lawn maintenance people, office workers, carpenters, welders, students, and the like. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff. People who came from different backgrounds and who were in different stages of life and different abilities in those stages of life, right? So what I saw on the mission trip spiritually was that God brought your mission team together as a team with all those different gifts and talents for one purpose and one purpose alone, and that was to serve God. And listen, I know that some people still felt inadequate. There are even times that I felt inadequate. A lot of times I felt inadequate. There were times of that. Like, here's what you would hear sometimes. You'd be asked to go do something. Well, I've never done that before. Or I don't think I can do this, or I don't think I can do that. But do you know what happened when that happened? Here's what happened. The people who weren't gifted in construction like John, the people who weren't, you said that, not me. People who weren't gifted in construction, those people who normally sit behind a desk or behind a steering wheel or in front of a classroom of children or in a classroom as a student, there were others on the team who would come alongside of. Isn't that what the Holy Spirit does to us? Our helper? Who would come, they would, people on the team would come alongside of and lift them up in whatever thing that needed to be done. The same thing in the kitchen. That was the same thing there. Let me give you just a couple. There's many examples, but let me just give you a couple examples. And I use these in a devotion. For instance, Joy works for an eye doctor. You all know Joy standing in the back there against the wall acting like, yeah, right? Well, Joy works for an eye doctor, but last week, you know what Joy was doing? She was screwing around. I mean, she was screwing around, literally, right? Literally, she was screwing around, Aaron. She was screwing metal to a wall almost a whole week long. And then, if she wasn't doing that, she was building scaffolding. And trust me when I tell you, that's a talent. Anybody in here build scaffolding is going to say amen, right? Building scaffolding is a talent. And if she wasn't doing that, she was sent to get some kind of a building material that she had no idea what she was going after. Matt would say, hey, Joy, go down there in that scrap pile, see if you can find any J channel. Oh, yeah, okay. Larry, what's J channel? Yeah. Listen, Joy, I've been there too. But again, in her day job, she works for an eye doctor. Did she struggle? Well, sure she did. Absolutely she did. But Matt or Kevin or John or Blake, right? They would come alongside and help her out and show her what to do, right? They would come alongside her and give her instructions. Likewise, Aiko. Is Aiko here this morning? Hi, Aiko. Raise your hand, Aiko. Say hi, Aiko. There's Aiko, right? She's a student. She was up on that roof. Remember, I told you, remember that picture? She was up on the roof using an air nailer for the very first time. It wasn't an air. It was a battery-operated air nailer, right? For the very first time. Ralph and Rich were there beside her, showing her and teaching her what to do. Was she nervous? I don't know. You got Ralph saying, well, just push it in and nail it. Just push the trigger. No, I mean, you know, Do you think she was nervous? All right. Well, sure, she was nervous. She's on a roof where she's not normally, right? And she's got this big nailer, right? This framing nailer in her hand, right? And Ralph's saying, push it in there, pull the trigger, you know? But they were right there beside her, one on each side of her. And I told the team in one of our devotions that there are times when we are on these mission trips that individuals may have felt like they were not doing enough. Or maybe comparing their gifts to others. And when they looked at their own ability, maybe they might have felt inadequate. But here's the thing about that. God gifted each person with a different set of skills and abilities. And when those all came together, do you know what happened? Success. Success happened. Why? Because we're better together. We're better together. It's not a me mentality. It was a we mentality. Yes, on the mission trip. But you know where else that happens at? Is right here in this church. It happens here as well. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning of verse 4, he says, there are a diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences in ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. And then Paul goes on to say that God gives to some knowledge and to some faith and the others gifts of healing and others the working of miracles, to some the gifts of prophecy, the others the gift of discernment, into others different kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues. And then Paul goes on to say this, right? He says this again, Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, he says this, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Look, verse 14. Look what he says here. It goes on. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. Right? We're all individuals, but we make up, all of us make many, right? If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not of the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eyes cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the foot, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. Don't ever forget that. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. I don't think I can. I don't think I'm smart enough. I don't have the ability, right? But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism, which is division, in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ. He's talking to us. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And God has appointed these where? In the church. And then Paul goes on to list different gifts used in the service of the church. And here's the thing that I saw at work during our mission trip last week. And listen, from the most skilled gifts, putting up buildings and the ceiling and the floors, to the person washing dishes and cutting up fruits and vegetables, Every member has a role, and there's no one more important than the other, no matter what we're doing. I've told you often before, I think the person who cuts the grass has a greater responsibility as far as making people feel welcome here than I do. Because if we lack any element on our team, any element, you know what would happen? There would be a void. And that includes the team here at home who support us financially and personally. You're part of the team. We can't do what we do unless you help us do what we do. So you're here at home. You're part of this by financially supporting us. And greater than the financial support, you know what the greatest thing was? What did we do right before we left on the mission trip? What had happened here? We asked you to pray. And you did, right? And so you're part of that team. Individually, you're all part of the team, and you're part of our success. So what I told the group last week was this, to remember that God has equipped you for such a time as this. And He has. He has equipped us to serve Him on the mission trip and beyond. And remember that God placed each member on this team to come alongside of them to teach and to build one another up on a roof with an air nailer. Help and Joy understand that you got to put the drill in forward before you try to put a screw in. That sounds stupid, but you know how much success we made once you got that right? Oh, that was Cynthia. I'm sorry, Cynthia. No, Cynthia said, no one mean. That's not what I heard. You got them in reverse. She got six of them in the drill in reverse. So, Kevin, Matt, you might want to put her on staff right there. Right? And listen to me, Open Door. We're not on the mission trip anymore. We're not out in Somerset, PA anymore. But everything I've said applies here within this body today. So here's the thing, Open Door. Even here in this body, I want you to understand that it is God who has placed you here on this team for such a time as this. For other brothers and sisters to come alongside of you to teach you and to build you up with His people through His Holy Spirit, right? That's what He does. He's our helper, which His word describes as our helper and our friend. So the Holy Spirit equips us. Now watch this. The Holy Spirit equips us. He comes alongside of us. He equips us. And in turn, we help and we equip others to do the work, His work. So you are here on purpose with a purpose. You're not here by accident. You're here on purpose with a purpose by God, no matter who you are or where you're from or what your gifts are. God has chosen you for His service, for His mission. And what is His mission? The gospel. So know that God Himself has called you to this mission, and God does not make mistakes. So my commission to you is this: go be who God made you to be. Go be who God made you to be, and let Him work in you and through you. Let Him work in you and through you. And if you can help someone along the way, then take the time to help. Even when it's not convenient, and it's usually not. And I will say that when we are out on the mission trip, our team is pretty good at that. And you know where that starts at? It starts at the top. I can't tell you how many times during the week someone's like, "Hey, Matt! What? Hey, Ralph! Hey, John! Hey, Kevin! Hey, Paula! Hey, Evelyn! Hey, Carrie!" You know, whoever. I mean, just... And they were always willing to come alongside and help in whatever way. But watch, this is important because this applies to us here now. But on the flip side of that, people also had to be willing to be taught. Did you see Evelyn with the kids. Even as adults, Joy was willing to be taught. Ica was willing to be taught. People have to be willing to be taught. Meaning this, people oftentimes had to get out of their comfort zone and climb on a roof with an air nailer. People had to be willing to try, even if they failed on the first try. So I and we would encourage them to try again because, listen, to date, no one has ever been fired. No one has ever been fired. Open door. God has given us incredible gifts. Incredible gifts. Some greater, some lesser. But when we use those gifts together, they become unstoppable and it will lead to success. He has equipped us incredibly. So let's continue to use them, our gifts and talents, for His glory. And to do that, we must put them, our gifts, into action. If they're not being used, then they're not going to have success. We have to put them into action. And how do we do that? We put them into action, yes, for God, but you know who else we put them into action for? Each other. That's right, sister. Each other. We have to put them on, we got to put them out there for each other. Here on this team that we will, that we call Open Door Baptist Church, that together we can and will accomplish great things for the Lord through His church, through His body. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says this, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we shall walk in them." Created in Christ Jesus. Why? For His good works, right? I want to tell you something, Open Door. I'm proud of our mission team, and so should you be. Many members, but one body. And I'm also proud of our church, that we all work together for the Lord Jesus Christ together. So Open Door, as we move forward in our mission here in this community, our home mission field, let me commission you this. Be willing to try. Be willing to try. Be willing to teach. Be willing to be teachable. And be willing to love God, love others. Let's always have a we mentality and not a me mentality. So as we use our many gifts for God, I encourage you to walk in His Spirit and let Him work through you as you work for Him. Amen. Father God, thank You, Lord, for loving us and being so kind to us. You are an amazing God, and You've equipped us with amazing things. And Lord, there's none greater or smaller, but Lord, together, together in You, striving for Your purpose, will lead to success. So Lord, we ask Your blessings upon the work we did there, that it will move forward and that people will come to know Christ. But Lord, that You will even continue to work here at home, that Lord, we, Lord, would accomplish great things for You, and there will be those who come to know Jesus Christ. So Lord, we give ourselves to You as an offering to say, here am I, send me. We thank You, Lord, to Your glory, to Your honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Will you all please stand with us?
All throughout my history, Your faithfulness has walked beside me. storms made way for spring. And every season from where I'm standing, I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises.
Different Sunday than normal, but did you enjoy that? Yes. Amen. Well, good. We wanted to make sure you were included in this, that you just didn't feel on the outside. But listen, don't forget, not this weekend, but the next weekend, you need to, is the church picnic, so you need to sign up out there. There's people out there right now attending that. So if you'd like to go out there and sign that list, we'd encourage it so that we know what's coming as far as food. And it is at Brook Hills Park. And it's the Cardinal Shelter. So when you come back in there and you go down around there, it's the first shelter you see on the right. So anyways, come and visit us and have a good time. It's just going to be a good time. There will be a lot of people there. So anyways, our guest speaker will be Tim Turner from the Association Office for the Picnic. All right? Love you guys. Thank you for coming. And you are dismissed. God bless you.
I see the evidence of your goodness all over my